Blog Talk Radio. The best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I am your host, Emily Blue. Thank you for joining us. This show is brought to you by Emperus Marketing. Whether it's the beginning or ending of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Sherry Jones Moffitt with Not Too Late to Dream, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
Something's gotta change. But that $1 million idea in your mind may be just what we need to survive. So it's not too late to dream, not too late to believe. Oh,
They told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls that you should get your soul up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can and I'm gonna be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. I still believe I'm something special, can't take that from me. So you can say what you want, I gon' hold it stronger, be who I'm supposed to be.
With Unstoppable, and you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. I want to talk to you about letting go of what you can't control. When it is time for us as human beings to make a transition or make a clean break, it's difficult to relinquish control of circumstances and situations. I can definitely relate because I have been guilty and am guilty of doing that. But Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." For many of us, the struggle with anxiety is very real. We spend time thinking and then rethinking details, imagining potential scenarios gone wrong, and visualizing how things should be while planning to do in case something goes off center. Anxiety and frustration boils down to one simple thing, our need to be in control. But my brothers and sisters, I want you to know that it is very necessary for us to relinquish control. It's necessary for our own emotional health and to make that clean break and that fresh start that we want to make. So while relinquishing our hold on things that are beyond our control, it makes things a constant journey and something that will always be a work in progress. And so we have to just keep working at it. There are a few thoughts that can help us on the journey. And so we just have to take heed to know and trust and shift our mindset. But here's a couple of things very quickly that you can do to know when you are losing control. Recognize that control is rooted in fear. It's important to realize that we often want to control things, so you have to let go. So that's the root, fear. Two, recognize that we're attached to a specific outcome. We have to be more open. We have to just trust the God who created everything, even the plan of action. And three, recognize the need to let go. When you let go, you give God the opportunity to allow the things that need to flow and constantly happen positively in your life. That's our Fresh Start segment. This show is brought to you by Empress Marketing. Empress Marketing, offering services from A to Z. Whether it's a simple flyer design, full-on branding, billboards, web design, or social media management, we have you covered. Empress Marketing, marketing designed for empires. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on ReTalk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited to have you tune in. I know you're going to enjoy today's topic, Scribing into Destiny. But first, here's I'm Getting Ready by Tasha Cobbs Leonard featuring Nicki Minaj right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue. Well, I want to talk to you just briefly about the power of a softened heart. The power of a softened heart. Ezekiel 36 and 26 declares, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put in you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and put or give you an heart of flesh." Hurt, brokenness, and disappointment can really make us harden our heart. But we have to allow God to soften our heart and make room for everything that he wants to manifest in our lives. I want to challenge you to really work towards allowing God to daily to soften your heart so that we can all do what he is destined for us to do and be. When we soften our hearts, we open up God's ability to be able to deal with our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirits, and everything that he has to get out of us so that we can pursue and get into the greatness of what we've been called to do. So today we have an amazing, amazing person that's coming on, and I know you're going to be very blessed by her. You will really love her. Her name is Pastor Crystal Colbert, and I just love her spirit, and we can't wait for you to talk to her and just really listen to what is being said and everything. So I want you to really kind of think about, as we enter into the next phase of seasons, fall and winter, I want you to really begin to think about how you want to move forward and move forward in the things that you've been called and purposed to move forward into. God is really wanting us to ensure that we are hearing his heartbeat and hearing what he has planned for us to do. We have so many plans in our hearts, but God, his plan is the ultimate plan for our lives. And so we have to pursue after and pursue hard after what he has called for us to do. Again, you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, and we're getting ready to see what God is getting ready to do. Here's Tasha Cobbs Leonard with I'm Getting Ready.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Vibes, maneuver the jet ski. Cause I serve a God that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watch them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. Now praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tongue that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
Ready for overflow.
It's real easy.
Somebody
The best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio, sponsored by Empress Marketing. I am so excited to share with you a wonderful person who can masterfully discuss our topic for today, scribing into success. Scribing into destiny. Founder and executive director of Walking in Greatness Ministries, author, Pastor Elect Lady, my sister, Pastor Crystal Tolbert. Welcome to the Brand New Day family, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Emily. It's a pleasure to be on tonight. I do apologize. I actually have a bronchitis, so forgive my voice on this evening, but I really am honored to be on your show. I am grateful just to have this opportunity to speak with you and to talk about what is so important to me for the listeners on tonight. So again, thank you so much.
Awesome. And we will be respectful and mindful of your health, because we on the Brand New Day radio show, we are very cognizant of health and wellness. And so I want to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Again, thank you so much for calling in. So let's go ahead and get into it. I want you to just tell our listening audience a little bit more about yourself and what you do.
Okay. Well, of course, I am a mother. I'm a mother of three beautiful children that I love, Brianna, Jonathan, and Kenneth. And also I have a wonderful, amazing husband, which is our senior pastor at our church, Pastor Kenneth Tolbert. We live in Sanger, outside of Dallas. Something that maybe the listeners wouldn't know that's not on my bio is that I am just one of those people. I love to inspire. I love to help people. And I don't have to even be recognized. I believe in women, and especially women, not just women, but men also. But I believe in women living in their dreams as reality. I get excited when I see someone walking in purpose. I see someone that is walking in destiny. That is something that is dear to my heart, to see you living out the promises of God and not allowing anything to hold you back. And every day should feel like a new day, no matter what is going on. So I love the name, even the name of your show, because it is a brand new day. You have an opportunity as someone that did not have the opportunity to wake up. You have the opportunity to get it right on today. Make legacy moves. So that's something about me.
Awesome. Well, I want to just kind of ask you, there's a question. We're talking about scribing into destiny, so this will tie right into that. Is there a way that we can determine if our dreams are God-given?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Emily, I totally can say yes to that. And the reason why, the way that you really want to know if this is something that God has put in you as far as walking in your destiny, your purpose, is when no matter what you do, for whatever reason, you can't let it go. It keeps you up at night. It haunts you. Even when you try to suppress it, it always comes back to you. And that is something that God gave you, because God is the one that designed and put that purpose of wanting to see dreams manifest in our lives. And that's why when it's his purpose for you and your destiny, you can't shake it. There's no fulfillment until you're walking and operating in those particular things that God has placed in you to see manifest in your life. And that's why you need to make sure you are seeking God and making sure you're getting what he wants for you in this season of your life so that you can see fulfillment of those things that won't shake in your life, won't leave you alone. That was something that I personally went through. I knew who I was called to be, and no matter how hard I tried, whatever I did, it wouldn't leave me the thought that I knew I was called to help and inspire people. And everything that I tried to do, it would always go back to showing me, this is what you need to do. You need to be helping and implementing things that will help people walk in who they're called to be. So, yes, they are God dreams. And you know it because you yourself, even though you're in corporate America, this is part of your destiny. You know this is God's assignment on your life. Am I right, Emily? Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. But here's a fun fact about me probably that you didn't know and that your listening audience doesn't know. I'm also a minister.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Oh, I do know. Yes, I absolutely know that you are. And so, but even with you being a minister, but even this, having this show, this is not what you went to school for. This is not what you got your degree in, but yet it works for your degree. Oh, okay. I didn't know. I know that you are in education, so I didn't know that you were.
No,
okay.
My degree's in journalism. My degree's in journalism.
Oh, wow.
Broadcast news.
Okay. So you're a mixture. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome then. So you are working and doing, but you also do something else too in education.
God kind of took everything and he put them together. He put passion for young people and communications and fused them together. So, but I was reading through your website. So I was reading through your website, and I know that your book just came out a few months ago, and we want our listening audience to make sure they get their hands on a copy of From the Eyes of a Prophet, Scribing Your Way into Destiny. Talk to our listening audience about birthing out your dreams through scribing.
So the thing that I found out is that as I was being obedient in journaling, I found out that your words speak life. You can allow your dreams that you write, they become reality when you speak, write, and believe. And you must seek God first. That's Matthew 6:33. You must write out the vision, Habakkuk 2:2. And you must believe, and that's Mark 11:24. Those three tools, I call them kingdom scribe tools to live by in your life. If you apply them with the anointing that's over your life, you will see manifestations of things that used to be your dreams become your actual reality through the word of God and through his strategic tools, because you can't do anything without seeking God. It's mandatory, and we are talking about believers. You got to write it out. God said write it out on the tablets. He explains that, and then you have to believe in the vision. Because for the vision to come to life, you got to believe in what God has put in you, that it's going to manifest. So you have to have those tools. And many people have scribed out things, even just doing one-on-one coaching sessions. Even when you go to sometimes people go to conferences and they'll tell you to write out your vision. We have these vision board parties, these tools that even people sometimes that are non-believers are using these strategic tools, and they're seeing their dreams become reality because they, at the end of the day, they wrote out what they knew they were designed to create and have it in their hands, whatever it was. And so everything that I wrote out in my life, that's why this book is so important to me, because I birthed out reality. Even the name of my book, God gave me that, and I wrote it out, and I looked at it, and it's amazing how when you begin to see the things that God has you write out, whether it's 10 years ago, and you can go back and you can look at it as a reminder that it works. God's word cannot lie. And this is an example, and it teaches you even on the principles of kingdom wealth. I give you strategies on how to have kingdom wealth, birthed out legacy, generational wealth. those are some of the things that are so important, little things, little nuggets that we miss sometimes that are right there for you, because we are supposed to be teaching on building wealth. And wealth is not just tangible or financial. Wealth is information, knowledge, things that can birth out more wealth for generations to come, because you have to have wisdom with whatever God is releasing in your hand and whatever God has called you to in your purpose. In order for it to be generational, you have to have a plan. So that's why I tell people, even some of my clients, keep a journal with you. Keep a small journal in your purse. Keep a journal by your bed at night. Sometimes you might dream of a vision that God has given you for your business. Write it out. It's nothing like seeing it on paper, because what I do believe, once you write it out, it holds you accountable. You can go back and look at it. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe I need to revamp some things. Maybe I need to change some things from a season before to update it to who I am now. And it keeps you accountable to not give up on your dreams.
And that is very, very true. Very, very true. So I want you to, because I really just feel compelled that God wants to just really minister to the hearts of our listeners, because a lot of people are feeling broken. They're feeling kind of hopeless and lost and not really sure, can I even fulfill my
yes.
destiny? Can I even get to that place that I've been called to dwell in, to be, to take hold of? And so I don't know. I feel that there's some encouragement there for our listening audience. And like I said, I definitely want to be respectful of your time. So I want you to think along in those veins. But I want to ask you to go ahead, before you do that, I want you to tell us how we can stay plugged into you on social media and talk to us about some things you have coming up.
Okay, well, what I would like to say to the listener that feels like, you know what, how do I get there? One thing I will tell you is that your dreams don't expire. Your dreams don't expire. As long as you have breath in your body and God has put those dreams in you, you have to take ownership of what belongs to you. And I don't think people feel like they have the permission to do that a lot of times. They feel like they missed the mark. They feel like, well, you know what, it's just past me. But no, your dreams matter. And it's so important that you learn to celebrate your progress. I don't think we celebrate ourselves enough, that even if it's just made one step to what God has called you to do, celebrate each step and don't apologize for where you're not, but celebrate right where you are, because we put too much pressure on ourselves and we give everybody else a pass. And what you have inside of you, someone is waiting. Someone is in need of what God put in you, because I actually spoke yesterday at a women's brunch, and what God blessed me with, he said, not only does your purpose matter, but your purpose matters to God, because God gave you that person that you are supposed to inspire. God gave you the purpose for it, and we miss that. That driving you, or the feeling of feeling you're not worthy. You are worthy to have everything that God spoke in your life. I don't care what you have been through. I don't care how many no's. Once you identify who you are in God, you first of all have to seek God on counsel on how to even allow things to come together and heal. I've learned this one thing, that there are things that God has for us, whether it's positions, whether it's opportunities. Until we're mature enough spiritually, he can't even allow us to have it, because then it won't be a blessing from God if you're not in the right frame of mindset. If you've not applied what God has showed you to do, you will mishandle the promise. You'll mishandle the purpose of your life. So that's why you have to go back to apologizing to yourself, because you decided you were not worthy enough. We all are worthy in the kingdom. When we decided to give our lives to Christ, it didn't mean that we were not going to have obstacles in our way. But at the end of the day, we serve our master is who? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And again, Ephesians 2 and 10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. If we understand that and we believe that, that means we need to take authority in our life right now. We got to stop having these adult tantrums. And while we're sitting having these adult tantrums, people are missing what we're called to. They're missing your idea, your God-given creativity, because you are complaining and having a tantrum because they would not help you. They would not see you. And God's saying, but I didn't want them to see you for such a time as this. I'm allowing what you thought you missed to manifest now. That's what's important. See, when you begin to do it the kingdom way, you begin to see kingdom results. You can't mix the world into the kingdom and expect God to answer you when you're not coming to him in a humble way. So what that you messed up? So what that you've lost some things? Get up. Get the last cry out. Step out and seek God and ask God for God to heal your heart of the disappointment and walk in his counsel and not in your flesh. We try to do too much in our flesh. That's why we fail and we get so down and out, and we deal with depression, and we every time we attempt to do something, if we see success in it, we will get in a place where we complain about it, where we can't even see the benefit that God is trying to show us. It's okay that you failed. It's okay that you might have had a job where you failed at and you lost your job, you got fired. So what? Take the tools that you learned from what you went through in that process and use it to implement success in your life. We are destined for success as being kingdom believers. If we go to scripture, it lets us know that. We are absolutely designed and created. We are masterpiece in the making. In a masterpiece, when it starts, it doesn't look like the finished result. It has to go through a process. It has to go through a period of being sculpted out. Well, we are the same thing. It doesn't change just because we don't look like the masterpiece we are. Little by little, we begin to be in the position of what the masterpiece is supposed to be. And that's why we have to take baby steps. And not rush into it, looking at social media, looking at our peers, looking at other people, and keep our focus on God. You are a winner. The more you prophesy that to you, write it out. Write it out as a scribe. Believe it. I am a winner. I am a masterpiece in the making. I shall see what God promised for my life. It's not over. 2019, there are some things that you might have put on a vision board at the beginning of the year. You might have had death. You might have had sickness in your body. You might have had divorce. You might have had children. You might have had a loss in income, whatever it is. Just because there was a pause does not mean that the masterpiece won't be created. There are options out there for you. Because you were created by God. You were created by God. Your purpose is in God. He created a result for you. You just got to tap in, get the adult tantrum out the way, and seek him to find what is my next step. What is my next move to see the masterpiece completed? And once you do that, I promise you, when you get out of your feelings and begin to get in the spirit, God will give you the tools and the answers for you to be the testimony and no longer the test.
That's good. That's good. That's good, Pastor Crystal. Oh, my God. So many nuggets, so much just rich affirmation and a word to go through this week for myself as well as the listening audience. And we so appreciate you being on
this evening.
And we'll have to definitely have you back. And we have some things to talk about offline. But how can our listeners find you on social media as well as online, like your website?
Oh, Emily, thank you again. I will give you the information, but can I say one thing to your listeners? I want them to do something this week. I want them to think about something as they go into this fresh week. We are on your radio show, Brand New Day. I challenge them to be faithful to what they write out this week, even if it's just part of it. Find yourself being faithful to whatever part you know that you can do. If it's committing to start doing research on how you can obtain your LLC, whatever it is, find yourself being faithful to the steps that you're called to and what you can do in this season, in this time. And I promise if you go along throughout this week, some of the heaviness and some of the disappointment that you're feeling, you'll begin to see a difference as you write out what God has given you. So you can find me on social media. First of all, my website is www.crystaltolbert.com. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on, and that's Lady C. Tolbert on Instagram. And I am on Facebook, I'm Crystal Tolbert. And on Twitter, you can find me at info at Lady C. Tolbert, WIG, on Twitter.
Okay, and we can purchase your book from your website at www.crystaltolbert.com.
Yes, you can go right on. Yes, that is correct. You can go on there and you can purchase the book. The book is $19.99. I have been blessed with some great readers who they told me that they have really been truly blessed, and it was life-changing. I've had people read my book, men and women. I had a couple married couples that read it together. Even the prayers. You mentioned affirmations. I have affirmations in there to begin to start speaking on your life, because you have to make this a daily thing. I say this all the time. Just like you get up, you brush your teeth, you make it a habit. The same thing applies to the wealth. The same thing applies to where you might feel low self-esteem or feel inadequate. You speak prophetic affirmations, not just affirmations, but prophetic affirmations and prophetic prayers, and I have those in the book. I also have a journal that you can purchase, that I have classes that I teach on prophetically scribing out with your journal. You need to see this. I challenge you that if you have a dream that you have not seen manifest, write out your vision. Get this book and watch it implement and change your mindset for what God has for you.
Awesome. Well, I'm foregoing my Live Smart segment because I wanted to talk to you a little bit longer, and you did exactly what I was going to talk about in my Live Smart segment. So thank you. That's already done. I was going to talk to the listeners about the benefits of journaling. So thank you. You already covered that. I'm not going to touch that. Thank you so very much, Crystal. I wish I could just give you a hug because I appreciate
Emily,
you so
thank
much
you.
For being on today. And get some rest. Quiet.
And Emily, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. You are such a wonderful, wonderful host, and I enjoyed just this time to be on here to speak to you and speak to your audience. And my prayer is that God will continue to send sponsors, continue to send great people that you can have on your show that can help implement what God has put in you so that lives can be changed. So thank you again. It was a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you so much, Pastor Crystal. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-993-4456. But first, here's Virtue with The Sky is the Limit.
The sky is the limit.
The sky is the limit, and I know if you keep on. my mama's done with me. That I can do all things to Christ who strengthens me. Even when the world says you can't succeed, they don't know who's got my back straight pushing me. If they don't believe, I believe that
they won't be believed.
That can't neither shake me or break me. It only makes me understand
the world is in his
hands. I'm not saying it's easy.
No.
Again, that was Virtue with The Sky is the Limit, and you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue. And again, we want to take this time to thank Pastor Crystal Talbert for being our very special guest on this evening. It's now time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lax.
Hello, family. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey there. All right. Good evening, family. It's so good to talk to you. And if you've been keeping up with the Rearing Royalty Parenting Spotlight Series, Pastor Crystal Talbert was our first guest speaker. And I must say, she is an amazing sister, and I thank God for having known her for all these years and watching us grow together in Christ. And she's written an awesome book, and I have that in my arsenal right now. And I'm glad she was able to speak to us about our dreams this evening. And I'm super excited because Emily has had the greatest topics this month. And this one tonight about taking ownership of our dreams, oh my goodness, that was a mind-blowing one because there are so many of us who have gotten up in age and we're still trying to figure this thing out. But, you know, I'm excited because I have a testimony that's building with this one. I know Emily has one that's building. And tonight we're just going to focus on accomplishing the dream for your family. When it comes to our dreams or our careers, I often hear people refer to their family as their reason why. And many times this is especially the case for those of us who care for children. You know, sometimes as parents we put off our dreams because we build families or, you know, we're building families. Sometimes we forget that that is part of the dream because God already knew what was going to take place. But I want to encourage you that if God called you to it, continue to walk into it. Because as parents, not only are we conquering these dreams God has given us for ourselves, we now have our children looking at us and watching how our actions line up with our words and determining whether or not we are moving in purpose. As a matter of fact, this past week we shared a post that said, "Your children will become who you are, so be who you want them to be." I don't know if you caught how powerful those words were. So be who you want them to be. So who do you want your children to be? What do you want them to reflect, and how do you become that? How do you become the person that God has ordained you to be and fulfill the work he has in you? Well, one, look, remember that he chose you. He chose you. We talked about that with Joan of Arc. He chose you for this work. 1 Thessalonians 1:4 tells us that we know, dear brothers and sisters, that God loves you and has chosen you to be his own people. You are his. Think about your children. When they have dreams, how do we help them accomplish them? You know, I have kids, and I say, like, if my son wants to go into STEM or if my daughter wants to go into dance, I'm going to do the things necessary as a parent to get them closer to fulfilling their dreams. Well, God, because he puts those dreams inside of us, he's going to create the path. He's going to direct the path, and he's going to be there on the path with us. So think about how you conquer your dreams, like how we would instruct or help our children conquer their dreams. So how do we go about helping them move in those directions to get the intended results? Like Crystal said, Pastor Tolbert, I'm speaking that into existence. Dr. Tolbert, listen there, Crystal. Like she said, how do we celebrate baby steps and small victories with them? Let's do that for ourselves and within our families. Hey, when you have a victory, in completing a step towards your dream or your goal, not only celebrate that for yourself or, you know, take yourself out to eat, or take your family out. Let them celebrate that with you. Let them see what that looks like because you deserve a little praise every now and then too. Two, God gifts us in our purpose. Consider 1 Peter 4:10-11. Each of you should use whatever gift you have receive to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Three, don't let the trials discourage you. Now, this is the biggie to model for our children because children will go through many challenges because every day is so new for them in their youth. If they see you go about challenges with a grudge, guess what? Yeah, they will too. Master this one. Walk knowing and repeating that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Think about that. And consider James 1:3. Think about how we persevere and how those trials come to test us and how we got to walk in joy. So, family, I pray this is a good start with following our dreams, not just for our families, but with our families. Because as Pastor Tolbert said, we are leaving behind a spiritual legacy. We will continue this conversation on our next segment, or maybe when Pastor Tolbert comes back to visit, because she was amazing with regard to this topic. But I pray that we all go out into this world this week, trusting that God is with us to do his work and his will in our lives. Be blessed, family. And I hope you have a great one. Love you, Emily.
Love you too, Deanne. Thank you so much. That was an amazing Fearless Family segment.
Thank you.
You're tuned into. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Deanne. Go ahead. Okay. I thought you were getting ready to say something. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, I'm so sorry, but we've reached the end of our show. I want you to remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 tonight. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going by sharing how you are going to scribe your way into destiny and take ownership of your dreams. So let's recap. In our Fresh Start segment, we shared that letting go of what you can't control is vitally important. Our Renewed Heart segment was the power of a softened heart. And Pastor Tolbert helped enlighten us on our Live Smart segment with talking about journaling. So let's pray. God, we honor you. We thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We ask you, oh God, to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit. God, teach us how to walk out and celebrate this daily success as we move into the promises and the prophesied places that you have designed for our lives. Let us walk worthy of the vocation of our calling. God, order our steps this week that we might walk in greatness. We speak great things for this week, oh God. We cover the children as they go to school, the teachers, everyone, oh God. We ask you to give us an excellent week, clear up our minds, that they are transformed so that we can move forward and just have a successful week, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote from Bishop T.D. Jakes. Destiny is not for comfort seekers. Destiny is for the daring and determined who are willing to endure some discomfort, delay gratification, and go where destiny leads. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. Here's Fred Hammond with Show Yourself Strong.
Now rising up, and we stand.
Lord, we're calling you. Show yourself.
waste of the years that we've sown in tears.